Ireland, so rich in history and so rich in music history. That's how many of us relate to Ireland, with the mellifluous sounds of Celtic folk music still entertaining us today. Well, our next guests are reinterpreting this genre. Saint Sister is an electro-folk duo, and they've just released their first album. It's called Shape of Silence. They're on tour around Australia at the moment, and I'm very happy to say they're with me in the breakfast studio. Saint Sister is Gemma Doherty and Morgan McIntyre. Gemma, Morgan, welcome to breakfast.
Hey, how are you doing?
You come from a country with such a rich music history, and you're young. What made you go into this style of music?
I think it kind of comes, we both grew up with different sort of strands of folk music running through us. So I grew up playing traditional music mostly, along with a bit of classical training, but the harp was always a huge part of what I did growing up. So it kind of has always been an important part of how I perform and write and think about music. So it kind of fed its way in that
way.
And
you've got the harp here today. It's such a impressive looking instrument, isn't it? I can't wait to hear you play it. But Morgan, for you, as you say, you're young. This is kind of electro folk. How are young audiences in Ireland, and you're from Northern Ireland, particularly receptive to this form of music, more so than other places? Is it got a particular home in the heart there?
Well, I think so. There's a really strong literary and musical heritage of this kind of folk and traditional music. But in recent times, there's been a lot of divergence and a lot of variety in terms of what's going on in Ireland. So there's a big increase of hip-hop bands and lots of different stuff. So I guess folk is probably at the heart of Irish music, but it's really exciting to see the different genres kind of being expanded and explored.
And in that music scene, in a place like Northern Ireland or in Ireland, are those genres mixed? Are they all accepting? You know, here you are with the harp.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself on the bill with the hip-hop artists?
Yeah, which is class. Like, where you just kind of find yourself in all situations and with different types of players and bands and artists. And that's what's great about it. That's what's quite exciting about it. We're not even really that much part of the folk scene, but it's more just like, yeah, you can be billed alongside anyone.
And what about being a part of the protest scene? Now, that might sound a little 60s and 70s to you, but your songs you do write about issues. And of course, it's such a strong heritage of protest in Northern Ireland in particular. Is that why you write songs?
Well, I think these songs, they're not necessarily overtly political, but I think there's a massive movement amongst the young people, and especially amongst young women in Ireland today, having just repealed the Eighth Amendment, which paved the way for legislation for abortion. And we had gay rights a couple of years ago as well. So if some of that is seeping into the songs, that's brilliant. But I guess they're not supposed to be overtly political. They're just kind of lived experiences, and that's why they're filtering through.
But yeah. Do you find that your songs, do you write together?
Yeah, we do. We both kind of come at it from different places and different angles. So I'll mostly focus on the music and the arrangement production side of things. And then Morgan is the lyrics and we kind of meet somewhere in the middle.
I haven't heard the album yet, Shape of Silence, but do you find that you are writing about the person, about the heartbreak, or are you writing about your society?
Well, both. I think the personal is the political and vice versa. It starts off the person and the heartbreak, but you can't avoid everything else that's going along with it, whether it's young people having to move from Dublin to Berlin, for example, because of increase in the rent and kind of our housing crisis. So it is all filtering through, but it's coming from the heart and the person first of all.
And Morgan, what track are you going to play for us today?
This song is called The Matter, and it's the last track on our album.
The Matter.
Wash my hands of you in the kitchen sink. In that house I knew we'd never close this distance. You said, baby, we are closer than you think. So I made love to the idea of your involvement. And the conversation we had in the dark, you said you never judge the way I solve my problems. Then you left me in the garden talking art. I just wish we laughed in time. time. That's all. That's all. Fell out of my soft head the night we left the matter. Bravo maestro, never seen the sky so pink. Fell in the earth's soft bed and stayed the morning after. I said, baby, we are colder than we think. So I made love to the idea of your approval. And the conversations we had with our hands. I don't go in for that sort of thing, I told you. Then I sang Stand By Your Man. I just wish we laughed in time. That's all. I just wish we laughed in time. That's all. That's all. I should have told you then that I had slipped you on inside my head. There are bits of you in every journey home. Is it so bad I like the way I look from your side of the bed? You said, baby, did you think I didn't know? Still, I made love to the idea of our collusion. And the conversation we had on the floor, while the backroom boys earned our disapproval. Come on, David, sing one more. I just wish we laughed in time. That's all. That's all. I just wish we laughed in time. That's all.
Absolutely fabulous. Saint Sister, that track, Martyr, from their new album, Shape of Silence. Gemma Doherty, Morgan McIntyre. I don't know what it is about Irish women's voices, but there's something magical about it. You come from such a rich tradition. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Gemma Doherty and Morgan McIntyre, they go by the name Saint Sister. And if you want to see them, they're performing live this evening. If you're in Sydney at the Lansdowne or at the Mullum Music Festival in Mullumbimby next week, where you will have a great time, I have no doubt about it. Let's hope the rains don't come. Thank you so much for joining us.